The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the second chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Now after they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child with his mother by night and went to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord to the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated, and he sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old and under, according to the time that he had learned from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing in loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they are no more. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who are seeking the child's life are dead." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judah in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. There he made his home in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. He will be called a Nazarene. The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Well, grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, Merry Christmas. It is still Christmas, right? It might not feel like it because it's freezing outside and it's cold. And maybe a lot of people who are at your home have returned to their homes. The celebration continues. It is still a Merry Christmas. You see, there are so many wonderful stories of the Christmas tale. We know the story about the sheep and the shepherds and the angels above them singing glory to God in the highest. There's been some beautiful paintings about that. We know the story of the shepherds going to the stable and the manger and visiting this baby Jesus, and they returned glorifying God. We know the story of the wise men, these stargazers with their gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I mean, the Christmas scene. It is such a romantic scene, isn't it, to think about our Savior being born into this world. We look at that image with such peace. But just a few short days after Christmas, we read our gospel lesson today, and there's not a lot of peace. See, it was known during this time that a king was going to be born, that there was going to be a child born to be the king of the Jews. And so the wise men see this star at its rising, and they make their way to meet this new king. And we are told in the scriptures that they stopped in Jerusalem and asked King Herod, "Hey, where is this new king?" And Herod, being a crafty king, told them, "Hey, let me know when you find this king so I can come down and worship him as well." You see, Herod didn't want to know. He wanted to know that where this newborn king was, not just to worship him. We all know why. We know the rest of the story. To kill this newborn king. You see, King Herod wanted to make sure that he was the king of kings. He wanted to make sure that he was the one reigning over God's people. Well, the wise men then caught fact that King Herod wanted to destroy this newborn king, so they left a different way. And that's probably another way to make a king mad. And King Herod was so concerned about his reign that he decided to murder all the children 2 years and under. 2 years and under. You see, in one moment we gather in the sanctuary this week, we hear the beauty of the songs of these angels from heaven. And just within a few days, we hear the wailing sounds of mothers and fathers by having their children destroyed. I mean, Merry Christmas isn't so merry. You see, from the moment of Jesus' birth, he met human resistance. Right away, he met human resistance. And so Mary and Joseph fled to Egypt so Jesus' life would be spared. Me and the Holy Family were refugees in a foreign land. They had to flee. And we're told that this family lived in Egypt. The Holy Family lived in Egypt for about 2 years, but then the cruel Herod finally died. They could return. But so often we know in stories of power, when someone has great power, your child also lives out that great power. Corruption. And so Archelaus continued his dad's power and his dad's reign. You see, this first story of our first Christmas, it's such a beautiful story that it made it into our liturgy, that we stop and we celebrate Merry Christmas. Jesus is born. God, Emmanuel, is with us. But in our text, it was a human being that tried to destroy our redemption. Human beings tried to stop Jesus from being the world's Savior. You see, but there's hope on this. There's no way any human level of human intervention, no matter how destructive, no matter how horrible it was, that was going to stop God's plan for humanity. And as difficult as it is, that's the gift for us on this difficult text. That nothing can stop God from saving the world. Not even a king who destroys all the babies under 2 years old could even stop God. I mean, not even a multitude of soldiers who go into a quiet little town to bring destruction and pain and suffering. Nothing. And where else do we see this taking place? I mean, when you look across Jesus' life, he had human intervention constantly trying to stop what God was trying to do. And yet another king, when we fast forward to Easter, another king will also try to once again destroy the power of God. You see, that's our hope on this day. That there's nothing in this world that can destroy what God has done, what God wants to do. You see, through all the centuries, through all the wars, for those of you who are history buffs, I mean, think about all that last 2,000 years of history, through all the wars, all the murders, all the acts of violence against God's people, that God continues to reign, that God continues to redeem us. And even more shocking, God continues to love. Still. I mean, the beginning of the week, we start in Bethlehem with sheep and shepherds and beautiful stars. The sky full of angels singing glory to God in the highest. We have the stable and the manger and baby Jesus, the wise men, the gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh, a perfect night, so beautiful. Which one of us doesn't want to stay there? We want to stay in that moment of peace, that moment of quiet, that moment of hope. But in a flash, for Jesus, it turns so ugly. And you see, it's kind of like our lives, don't you think? It's a part of our Christian story. I mean, it took for us great tragedy to bring about great peace and forgiveness. That this is our God. When Jesus experiences violence constantly, he continues to offer the world the opposite: humble joy and love and nonviolence. I mean, Jesus escaped from death as a child, but ironically, it was his death as an adult that brought forth redemption. So as our narrative changes as God's people, as the Christmas story changes from joy to pain, may each of us this year be found searching God like the Magi. May all of us be found singing glory to God in the highest like the angels. And may us also follow God just like Joseph. But today we do remember those children whose lives were taken because God came to us. You see, Jesus continues to be a threat for those in power. Yet still today, because Jesus is about love and compassion. But today, let us celebrate because centuries after those little children have died, centuries after little children have been telling the story about God's love. And that is why we are here, because that story continues to be told. So today, know that it's no amount of sin, no amount of evil, no amount of human intervention can stop the love of our God. Nothing. And in a suffering world, that is a Merry Christmas. Amen.